AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Extra measures are being taken to keep people off the roads in western New York. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
100 military police are being brought in, as well as additional troops from the New York State Police Department are coming in to manage traffic control because it has become so evident that too many people are ignoring the ban.
More than 30 people have died in the region as a result of the blizzard. Bob Orebeck at the National Weather Service on what's ahead in the east.
Much milder along the east coast as we head into the New Year's holiday compared to the Christmas holiday. And it's also going to be wetter. We do anticipate rain spreading up the east coast on New Year's Eve and into New Year's Day before it dries out next week.
Rainy in the west, too.
Obviously, these areas along the west coast across large parts of the west have been mired in persistent drought. So at least it looks like the weather pattern is going to be favorable for them to get additional heavy rains at lower elevations and heavy snows at the higher elevations going into the next week.
Action on Title 42, Ed Donahue explains.
The Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on immigration in place indefinitely. Immigration advocates sued to end the policy. The case will be argued in February, and the stay will be maintained until a decision is made.
And correspondent Norman Hall reports the House Ways and Means Committee is expected to release former President Trump's tax returns on Friday.
That's according to a congressional aide who was not authorized to discuss the timing of the release publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. The Democratic-controlled committee voted last week to release Trump's returns with some redactions of sensitive information such as Social Security numbers and contact information. The new Congress, with Republicans in control of the House, begins January 3rd. Norman Hall, Washington.
And one of the leaders of a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor has been sentenced. Adam Fox gets 16 years in prison. This is AP News. Southwest Airlines scrubbed thousands of flights again today, and the Transportation Department says it plans to investigate. Rita Foley has advice from experts if it happens to you.
Most airlines will rebook you for free on the next available flight as long as it has seats. If you want to cancel the trip, you're entitled to a full refund, even if you bought non-refundable tickets. And that's a refund, not just a voucher for future travel. You're also entitled to a refund of extra charges like bag fees. What if you ask to be booked on another airline's flight? Airlines aren't required to do that, but they sometimes do. If your flight is canceled, is the airline required to give you a hotel room or other compensation? No. But many airlines do offer accommodation, so check with their staff. How can you avoid all of this in the future? Try to get nonstop and morning flights. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.